This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, July 6th. Wednesday's weather will follow a similar pattern to Tuesday's, but it'll be cloudy and cooler, with less potential for serious storms. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be cloudy in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 88 degrees. There will be a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., and a 50% chance later on Wednesday night. The low will be around 72 degrees. A Coralville police officer, one of those responding to a call about a 3-year-old being shot on Sunday, later died from an acute medical emergency, according to a Facebook post from the Coralville Police Department. "We are reeling from both of these incidents," Coralville Mayor Megan Foster said in an interview with the Gazette on Tuesday. "The loss of this young child in our community and the loss of this officer who served for over 2 decades and was known for his kindness." Damari Sanders, a 3-year-old boy, was critically injured Sunday in Coralville after suffering a gunshot wound. The child died later that evening at the hospital. Investigators have not yet released any details on why and how the child was shot. Sergeant John Williams, who had been with the Coralville Police Department for over 28 years, died from a medical emergency in the aftermath of responding to the shooting, according to the Facebook post. But his death was not directly related to the incident, according to Coralville City Administrator Kelly Hayworth. New legal standards for potential abortion restrictions in Iowa must be argued first in front of a lower court judge, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled Tuesday in rejecting a request from the governor. The court denied Governor Kim Reynolds' request to rehear a case involving a state law that requires a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can have an abortion. Reynolds had requested the court rehear it so that justices could rule on what legal standard would be applied to future abortion regulations in the state. Even though it has been sent down to a lower court, that district court judge's ruling is likely to be appealed, and the case will likely then return to the Iowa Supreme Court anyway, said legal expert Sally Frank, a law professor at Drake University. Frank told the Gazette the courts eventually will be asked to rule what type of legal standards should be applied to future abortion regulations. Frank said what kind of abortion restrictions or bans Statehouse Republicans propose afterward likely will depend on which standard the state courts apply. While dozens of people were treated at Eastern Iowa hospitals over the weekend for fireworks-related injuries, this year's holiday brought fewer emergency incidents than previous years, local providers say. Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids saw 2 fireworks-related injuries over the holiday weekend, but none were severe. By comparison, the emergency room reported 5 injuries at the same time last year. Mercy Medical Center, also in Cedar Rapids, reported 1 firework injury over the holiday, and it was not severe. Last year, the hospital also reported 1 injury. This drop is a welcome trend that may show Iowans are getting more used to legal fireworks, in contrast to a spike of injuries 5 years ago. A study from UIHC researchers found Iowa's 2 largest trauma centers saw fireworks-related injuries more than double in the 2-year period after the Iowa legislature legalized the sale of fireworks in May of 2017. In addition, the severity of the injuries had increased, with injuries to children nearly tripling, according to the study.